A computer coder in California has taken the phrase, you have to be in it to win it, to an entirely new level. Hunter Scott entered some 165,000 online contests with the help of a Twitter bot he created. Hunter joins us from San Francisco to explain his gaming success. Hey there, Hunter.
Hey.
Okay, so first off, for those of us who don't know, that includes me, explain what a Twitter bot is.
Okay. Well, a lot of websites, including Twitter, have a way to interact with the service using something called an API. So it's a way for other programs to talk to Twitter or Facebook or whatever. So a Twitter bot is just a program that uses Twitter's interface to programmatically do tasks. For example, if you've got a news site that is publishing articles all day and you want to post all those on Twitter, you could have a person do it, or you can use Twitter's API to automatically do that. So that's the service that I used from Twitter to build this.
All right. So how did this occur to you to set up a Twitter bot to enter contests? And what kind of contests were you entering?
Well, I think most people have probably seen every once in a while, you know, the retweet to win thing show up on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was kind of curious about whether or not the contests were actually real. So I started out just searching for Twitter for every instance of a contest I could find and entering all of them because, like, why not?
Because, I don't know, you had a job or something else you had to do.
Well, that's the beauty of the program, right? I just have to tell it, please enter every contest you see, and then just let it run all day and then come back and see how many it entered.
Okay, so tell me about the best prize you won.
Well, I think the largest by value was a trip to Fashion Week in New York. It was like you and a friend, and they gave you some money to buy clothes and gave you a limo ride over there to see a bunch of the shows and stuff.
Wow.
However, I did not end up claiming that because I was not living very close to New York, and it did not include airfare. And I also wasn't psyched about paying the taxes on the retail value of that prize. Yeah, it was kind of interesting.
Did you win anything that you were like psyched about, that you were really excited for?
A lot of these contests, I didn't really, obviously I didn't know what I was entering. I don't know if you would say I was psyched about it, but like it made me laugh. Was a cowboy hat that was signed by all the stars of a telenovela that I had never heard of before. And I loved that it was like something that I totally would have never expected. And it's kind of entertaining to have stuff like that show up in your front door. And you're like, oh, okay, I guess this is what I'm winning.
Are you still doing this?
No, I ran it for about 9 months, and eventually, I think the last time I ran it, it ran for like quite a long time, like I think 6 months or something. And then one day, it for some reason got banned, probably because someone reported it. Sometimes if people will perceive it as being spammy, and they'll if enough people report it, then they'll shut it down. And so at that point, I had kind of gotten tired of it. And
just packed up your cowboy hat and went home.
Let it kind of end. Yeah.
Hunter Scott of the San Francisco Bay Area talking to us about his Twitter bot. Thanks so much, Hunter.
Yeah, thank you.